Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Samach Tet Amud Bet, at the top of the Amud, and we're going to see several halachot about retaining and withholding property within a sale. We'll start with several halachot of Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda. Haiman did Mizban Ara Lacharei. If you sell land, you have to write in the shtar, Kani Lach Diklin, that I'm... take acquisition of the date trees, vitalin, and of the dates, vahutzin, and the branches, vitzitzin, and the saplings, everything. Even though he acquires all that, even if he didn't write it, it's an improvement, or it's a beauty of the shtar, and makes it unassailable and very clear that you got it. Now, Amarle, if the seller says, Aravadikli, I'm selling you land, and dekalim, date trees, Chazirin eat le dikli, if the guy has date trees, yaiv le tre dikli, has to give two. That minimum of plurals two. Relately, if the guy doesn't have, the seller doesn't have date trees, zavin le tre dikli, he has to go buy two. Vimashabdi, if he has two that are meshuabad, that are under lien, parik le tre dikli, has to redeem them. Now, ara bid dikli, if he uses the word ara bid dikli, meaning I'm selling you land that of the kalim, then chazina need badikli yaivle. If the land has the kalim on it, it gives them ilah mikachtautu. If not, then it's just a fraudulent sale, some mistake, and nothing happens. Arabe dikli, but if he says a land that could house dikli, I guess is the best way we would say it. Litle dikli, the buyer gets no trees. The chazila dikli kamerle, what he meant was a place that could have the kalim on it. Now, Amarle, if the seller says, Levar mi dik la plonya, I'm selling you everything except for that particular date tree, Chazinan, I dik la tavahu, if that one's a good one, Shirishari, he withheld only that one, everything else goes. I dik la bishu, if it's a bad one, Kol shekein hanach, then that means that he's not giving him anyone, even the worst one. So all the good ones certainly are withheld and retained. Amarle, Levar me ilani, if the guy says, I'm selling you the property except for ilani, except for trees, so if he has regular trees, the varmi ilani, they're excluded. If let's say he has date trees, the varmi dikli, that's what was excluded. Even if he has vines, the varmi gufni, those are excluded. But now, what if he says except for ilani, and he has ilani vigufni, he has regular trees and vines, which is excluded? So the varmi ilani, then we go to the simplest meaning, which is trees. Vines are included. Ilani vidikli, date trees have their own name, dekel. So the varmi ilani means the regular trees are excluded. Gufni vidikli, but let's try this. Remember we said, if you say levar me ilani, and he has vines, those are excluded. If he has dekalim, those are excluded, which means ilan, as a secondary meaning, could be one of those. What if he has both vines and date trees? Which one goes? The answer is levar me gufni. The date trees evidently have enough of an independent identity that they couldn't have been what's mentioned, as long as there's anything else there. So the vines are excluded. Okay, Amar Rav, Kol she'olin lo b'chevel haveshir. Rav is now addressing the issue of how high a tree can be to be excluded. So he said, anything that you climb up with a rope, and it's high enough to get to harvest it, you have to use a rope to get up, that's excluded when you say levar me'ilani. Kol she'olin olim lo b'chevel lo haveshir. But if not, then it's not a shir. Even if you say levar me'ilani, then it's not excluded. V'dayanei gola amru, but the dayanei gola, which is Shmuel and Karna, say, Kol Sha'ol Kov Show, anything where if the animals are coming and the yoke knocks, kind of pushes the tree down or makes the branches bend, so it's that low, Lo Havishir, then it's included. Kol Sha'eno Kol Ol Kov Show Havishir, but if it's high enough so that the yoke doesn't really mess up with the branches, then Havishir. And the answer is Velo Pligi, by the way. Rav and Dane Golar are not disagreeing. Habadikli Habi Ilani. When we're talking about date trees, then we apply the rule of Rav of the rope, Habi Ilani. When we're talking about regular trees, then we apply Dayanei Gola, which is the yoke. Okay. Baminer of Acha Barhuna Merav Sheshet. So he asked Rav Sheshet a question. What if the guy says, Chutz Micharuv Ploni? I'm selling you everything except for this particular carob. Chutz Misadan Ploni, except for that sycamore stump. Mahu. Otacharuv hudalokani, is it means only that carob tree or only that sycamore stump is out. Hashar charuvim kani, but all the other carob trees go. Odimashar charuvinami lokani, maybe all the other charuvin are also not in, meaning maybe when he said except for this charuv, he meant all charuvin. So Amarle, Rav Sheshet answered back, lokani, he gets nothing. So Etivei, so Rav Acha Barhuna challenged Rav Sheshet with the following. If you say chutz v'cheruv ploni, chutz v'zman ploni, lo kanat. It works, meaning that tree is out. So my level to cheruv lo kanat, doesn't that mean that tree only is out? Hashar cheruv v'kana, everything else is in. Amar lei lo, Rav Sheshet said, don't read it that way. Afilu shar cheruv v'nami lo kanat. Lo kanat means you're not kona that cheruv or any of the others. And he proves it, teda. If he said, I'm selling you my field, chutz v'sade plonit, except for this particular field, ha-hui hud lo-kani ha-machranayta kani, only that field's excluded, we understand that he means, I'm not selling you anything. Elo lo-kana, chidami lo-kana. So just like in the sake of the field, it's not kona, same thing with the rest of the carobs. Okay. V'ika da'amri, some people had a different version of the question. Ba'amina of acha barhunam rav sheshet, chutz mi-chatzi cheruv ploni. What if he says, I'm selling you everything except for half of that carob tree? Chutz mi-chatzi sadan ploni, or half of that sycamore stump. Mahu, shar chorbin vadai lo kani. He says, we certainly understand that none of the other carobs are included. Hamash shir b'otoch cheruv kani. What about the other half of that cheruv? Odil ma'afilu ma'ash shir b'otoch cheruv nami lo kani. Maybe nothing sold. Hamalei lo kani. He said, same answer. Either way, Rav Sheshet said, nothing is sold. None of the carobs are sold. So again, he brought the same challenge. Chutz mi chatzi cheruv ploni, chutz mi chatzi sadan ploni. Shar chorbin lo kana. If you say that I'm selling you, except for one half of the charuv, the other charuvin are not included. So my love, shar chorbin lo kana, hamashir bo tocharuv kana, isn't the implication that the other charuvin are not in, but the half of this one is. Even the second half of this charuv is not in. Well, you basically put a stick in the whole thing. Just like if you said, I'm selling you my field, except for half of this field, you think you get the rest? Same thing, you don't get it. Okay, that's Rav Sheshet. Now we're going to go on to something which is tangentially related, but away from the issue of Mechirat Batim, and really from commerce at all. But commerce in the sense of selling. Of Amram Rav Chista. He asked Rav Chista. Somebody gives another thing to watch, another fellow something to watch, and there's a star that he gave it to him. And he comes to say, where is it? And the other guy says, I returned it to you. Mahu, is the shomer believed to say, I returned him to you? It's a shomer chinam, as you'll see. Mi amrin migodi boy amar nensu, or even a shomer sachar. Since he has a migo that he could say nensu, and he'd be believed they were stolen or a fire happened or something. So he's also believed to say he returned it. Maybe the mafkid can say, I have a star in my hand. What do you want from me? Return the item. You can't claim that you returned it. If you returned it, then you would have gotten the star back. So Amarle, what do Rav Chista say? Meheman. The shomer is believed to say, Chzarti. So why can't the mafkid say, I have the star. What do you want? Give me the return it. You can't claim you returned it. So Amarle, Rav Chista said back, according to your reason, let's say that the guy said Nansu. Instead of using that as part of the Migo, let's say he said Nansu. The Mafkid couldn't say, I have a star. Well, who cares if you have a star? The thing was burned up in a fire. So Amarle, the answer of Chista was, Sof Sof, Ke Amarle Nansu, Lav Shua Boy. But remember, if the Shomer said Nansu, he still has to take a Shvua to that effect. He can't just say Nansu and walk away. So Rav Chista says, yeah, Hachinami, my Neman, when I said he's trusted, Neman b'Shvua, meaning that he has to take a Shvua that he returned it and he's believed. Because Migo, he could have said Nansu and be believed with a Shvua. Alright, so now, Lema b'plukta d'hani tonight. Perhaps Rav Chista's claim that Shtar Chabayadi my boy just doesn't work against the Migo is really a machloka Tanaim. It's not really Tanaim, it's just unclear. The Tanya, Shtar Kis Hayotzei Alei Yitomim. A Shtar Kis, if you recall, is Iska, where money is given to somebody. Half of it is a halva, and the other half is a bikaron, and the half of the profits go back to the mafkid, or to the one who gave him the asik. Okay? And it was given to the father. Father died. And then the fellow gave the money to the father, comes to the Yatom and says, give my money back. So Dayane Gola Amri. Sorry. Dayane Gola Amri, they say that that the Tovea takes a Shvua that he never got the money and he collects all of it. The Dayane Eretz Yisrael Amri, and Eretz Yisrael, they said, Nishbava Gove Mechza. He takes a Shvua that he never got his money and he can collect half. Now, let's start with this. So the Kuli Alma Yidlu Hudinahar Day. it seems like everybody accepts the ruling of the Nahar Dei Damri Nahar Dei, Hai Iska Palga Milve, Hu Palga Pikadon. That everybody agrees that an Iska should be judged as half Milve, half Pikadon. So that means that Dayanei Eretz Yisrael says he can't collect the second half, which is the Milve half, the Pikadon half, because the other fellow has a Migo of saying Nansu. He can only collect the Milve half. And Dayanei Gola take the position against Rav Chista of saying that you're not believed to say Nansu, they're not believed to say Echzartim Lecha, and therefore you have to return the whole thing. So isn't that the machloket, whether or not we basically accept Rav Chista's position, or Dayanei Gola say we don't, and the minute you say Shtarcha B'yadi, the guy has to return all of it. So lo, the Kuli Amit Lod Rav Chista, everybody accepts Rav Chista, that if a guy says, I returned the item, we believe him because he could have said Nansu, even though the other fellow is a star. The machloket is as follows. The Mar Savrim Ita the Pare Me Marhave Amar. That in the Gola, their position was if the father had returned the money, he would have told his kids. And in fact, they didn't tell his kids because they say we don't know. Therefore, we have to assume he didn't return it, and therefore they have to pay the whole thing. Mar Savar Emor Malach Amavid Hudan say. In Eretz Yisrael, they say, you know what? Maybe he died suddenly. He didn't have a chance to tell them. Okay. Shalach Avuna Bar Avina. Mafkid Etzach Haver B'Shtar. Again, you give somebody something to watch, and there's a star to testify to that. Marlach Zartiv Lach. And the guy says, I return it to you. And the fellow still has the star. Neman. Ushtar Kisa Yitzal Tomim Nishpav Gobei Kulo. But oddly enough, he takes the, so what seems to be the opposite position, and says, like Dayanei Gola, that you could collect everything. Which seems to say that their argument back, which is, that it was returned, isn't accepted. So Tarte, how do you have these answers? Shani Hatam, the Ita the Par, Mema Havi Amar, we use the explanation of saying, had father really paid it off, he would have told his kids. His kids, of course, have to say, we don't know. They can't say we returned it. Now, Rav Amar, Hichotanish Pavagova Mechza. Rav says the halacha is really like Danei Eretz Yisrael. You can only collect half. So Marzutra, Hichotan Kadayane Gola, but Marzutra, in Rav's base manager, said, Hichotan Kadayane Gola. Remember, Dayane Gola said you collect all. How can you say halacha kedayne gola after all Rava said the halacha is you collect half? So Amarle anand the dayane gola ipcha ben ninala, because we have the positions backwards. In other words, in our reading, dayane gola said you collect half, and that's the halacha. Dayane Yisrael said you collect the whole thing. So basically everything's fine except that we flip the positions. Okay, we're going to hold off here. And we now get to the end of Mishnah Tet, the second half of Mishnah Tet, which takes the end of the Perek, Anaf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, which will take us really to the end of the Perek into Daf. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.